Update time from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council every Tuesday at 3:05 on Pioneer Radio, KSRQ. My guest today, Chantel Carey. Hi, Chantel.
Hi.
You're an artist, and you live in Thief River. And tell me about your background in art.
When I first started in art, my parents, got that little kit that every kid has with the crayons and markers and stuff. And They gave me that for Christmas. And by January, the whole kit was used.
Okay.
And so I started taking all of the art classes at my high school. And my instructor was actually a real inspiration for me. She painted murals and did all sorts of community art projects. And it was really interesting to see art used as a way to bring the community together.
Is spirituality part of your effort in art?
Oh, yeah. I have a series called An Individual Exploration of Spirituality. I was raised in a Christian household, and I wanted to explore outside of what I'd always been taught. Once I started at Minot State, I started researching Native American spirituality and what they believe,
okay,
and Buddhism a little bit, and I found a lot of similarities. If you don't look at specific rules in each one, if you don't take them so seriously, they're all pretty similar, like treat each other nicely and try to take care of each other.
You're talking common threads then, basically.
Yeah.
Kristen from the Arts Council, who lines up my guests every week, mentioned that your art is called Rabbit Skin in parentheses. What does that mean?
Every piece of art in the show is on a rabbit hide or has use of some rabbit hide in it. So I stretched the hides on metal hoops and painted on them. And I used it in the making of the piece I call the Shaman Staff. It's a large piece of willow and it has antlers at the top, but it, around the base of the antlers is a piece of rabbit hide. And then I also made smaller pouches out of it for stones or sage and stuff like that.
You also have a series called Bean, B-E-A-N. What is the Bean series about?
Yep. My series is actually called Bean There, Done That. And
I like that.
45 paintings based on the names of beans, like the black bean was a bean dressed as a ninja, the white bean, this little albino bean in the snow. I think Kelsey's favorite one, Kelsey's also from the Northwest Minnesota Art Association. Her favorite one that she has on display at the Winter Fantasy Show right now at the Northland College is the chili bean. And He's dressed, he's in the snow and he's dressed in a scarf and a hat and he's shaking.
The chili bean. Now, I'm not sure if you know this or not, or if you are old enough to remember, there was a actor and comedian who passed away over the weekend, Orson Bean.
I did not know that.
Yes, Orson Bean, 91 years young. So here's a hint.
Oh, wow.
There has to be some kind of artwork honoring Orson Bean. Would you do that?
Yeah.
The famous Orson Bean. My guest again, Chantel Carey from Thief River, and she has work involved in the current exhibit at Northland College in Thief River called the Winter Fantasy Art Exhibit. How important is the Arts Council to you as an artist and artists across the region?
I would say very important. I mean, I still consider myself new to the region, and I'm still reaching out to the Art Council and trying to participate.
Mm-hmm.
But I think arts are just so important. I'm actually trying to work with the city of Thief River to try to bring more art in to brighten up the city.
And how would you do that? Any ideas of how to do that?
I have proposed so far painting the manhole covers along the sidewalks with recyclable or water themes. And then painting the rusted utility boxes with Thief River farmland kind of themes.
Okay.
And then I also wanted to do a mural for Thief River doing, including the symbols of the city, the two rivers, and then wheat.
Is there a spot to put that mural in Thief River, a good open spot?
I'm not sure just yet. We just opened discussion this week.
Again, the Winter Fantasy Art Exhibit on display right now at Northland College in Thief River, our campus up there. It's great to have a venue like that, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought at first that there wasn't a gallery in town, and I was very sad about that.
So do you have any short-term and long-term goals when it comes to art?
Long-term, I would like to be regionally well-known. Mm-hmm. And short-term, I am actually working on projects for the fair.
Oh,
I'm doing barn quilts for all of the goat farmers.
And again, that's the Pennington County Fair in Thief River.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been a real treat. Thank you so much. And again, Chantel's work is available right now. It's on display at the Northland College campus in Thief River. The Winter Fantasy Art Exhibit. Is your art for sale?
Yes.
So there's information about that at the exhibit?
Yes.
And would you care to share information about how to contact you for maybe potential work in the creation of art?
Sure. My website is my first name and my last name, Chantelle Carey at @weebly.com. And then I also have a Facebook page that's SRC Art, and people can contact me anytime if they want to get to know me better.
Very good. We appreciate the time, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much.
All right, Chantel Carey from Thief River. The update from the Arts Council of Northwest Minnesota every Tuesday at 3:05 on Pioneer 90.1.